Latinx episode 154 for Tuesday, December 25th, 2012. Merry Christmas! This episode is brought to you by Radio Nihon. Tune in to Radio Nihon for all your Toku music and news. Check them out at their Facebook page, facebook.com/RAJIONIHON. I rewatched the episodes.
Did you?
Oh, poor Lisa. Oh,
wow.
No, I forget. I'm going to forget thanks.
So, okay, I'm going to find in my...
And I was going to call it the Stroke of Fate, but it's called the Ceiling Symbol. That was the first one. So,
oh, there's another episode. Damn it, I thought we were on the finale.
So the pre-finale.
The pre-finale. I'm recapping the pre-finale because it leads into what we have to talk about. Saying.
Okay.
So to recap... It was, they were in the midst of a Zord battle, right? Lauren and Antonio were in the Zord. They were like, oh, snap, the Rangers need some help. All right, Sandra's here. We gotta, it's the time. I gotta bust out my ceiling symbol power, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, Zandrid is, killing Dayu, She's like, oh, look, I have nothing to give. I've given all I can. And he's like, thank you for playing my guitar, blah, blah, blah. Thank you for playing nothing. And I ain't playing nothing for you. It's for Decker. And he's like, all right, you ain't about this life. Kills her. Takes up her source or whatever so that he can have a little humanness. Fine. And then Lauren comes down. It's like, look, I got to handle this. Look, this is the plan, guys. You guys... hold them off and things while I do my ceiling symbol thing. Get to it. They're like, right. And they are really sucking at holding him down. But they did. And in time. And then Jaden's like, woo. Yay. I'm coming. Yeah, all right, whatever. So then she does her thing. Ceiling symbol. Yay. He's gone. Woo, woo, woo. Psych. Comes back. Dude is like, yo, I got Dayu now. Ha ha. Doesn't work on me, son. Yeah. And they got to retreat. This is where he comes up with a teleport. Jaden's like, teleport. I'm like, Heffa.
Okay, yeah.
Heffa, why you ain't teleport all this time? Heffa, y'all running all over the place, driving all over the place. Anyway, they go back. They retreat. They're like, oh, snap, we can't beat him. Wah, 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 wah. Lauren, wah, woo, woo. I can't lead it to you no more. Woo, woo. And horrible. Then Jaden's like, doesn't say nothing. And then she's like,
yeah, I agree. You can't lead the team anymore.
Calls up the gang, giving back the team back to Jaden. And Mike is like, oh, really? It's like, he's looking too excited. And then gives back the team to Jaden. Jaden's like, all right, we got to attack him with brute force. Like, although I didn't try that before, but whatever. And so they do go after him to try to strike where Dayu's little, little patches didn't work. And he's like, yeah, you suck. I'm going to defeat you. Nah, you know what? Why don't y'all beg for me first? Hold on. Beg for your forgiveness. Come on, just beg. They're like, we ain't never going to give up. No. And even though they're demorphed and dirty and all this stuff, he's like, okay, fine. If y'all don't want to beg, I'm going to just go after your sister. And that's how it
Except
ends.
Not really. But yeah, so that was.
And now we're into Samurai Forever, the actual finale.
Sort of.
finale.
It's the show that never ends.
So he walks. You see him walking off, and then they're getting up, and they're like, you guys all right? You guys okay? And Antonio was like, I was just taking a siesta. I'm all right. I'm good. And he's like, me too. I'm all right. And then they fight Moogers. Again.
Yeah.
So basically, it's like they restarted
the
finale all over again.
This is the same footage from the Halloween special, too.
I was about to say, yeah.
So,
same exact fight.
Oh, see, I was going to give them credit for having an unmorphed fight. I was like,
well,
yeah,
in the
fresh.
Halloween episode, they sped it up, and then they rewound it, and then they sped it up, and they rewound it.
Wait a minute, it's the exact same fight?
Yeah. Yes.
Same footage.
Yeah.
Lame.
You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, this is the kind of stuff that just, like, are you serious? Like,
Wow, they really pulling out all the stops for the finale.
I thought they were. I was
tricked. I was tricked too. You know me. Yes, the birthday buddies were tricked. Crap. You know, my goodness. Because I'm thinking, oh wow, look, one more fight. All right, they doing their thing.
That was the one credit I was going to give them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Oh well.
It's a little familiar.
Thanks, Samurai. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm like, okay, fine. Like, okay, they did the one more fight. They did that again, and then meanwhile, because, see, this is the thing with Lauren, right? When she gave Jaden the Shiba Fire Disc, they were all like, you can only use it one time, and I put all my symbol power in it, and this is the one time you can use it. He used it the one time, it broke apart, and I'm thinking, oh snap, they don't got no chance. All right, fine. Now you in this episode, it's like... I'm gonna give him all I've got. I'm like, Kefa, you said that already.
You just did that. How much all you've got do you have exactly?
110%.
I mean, it's so. Did they feel like the episode before was the practice finale? And then they were like, all right, let's do this all over again.
Yes. We're just kidding. That whole episode is just like, yeah, they're just kidding, really. Because at the end, he's like, Xandret is like, oh, I'm going to find your sister. But of course, he never does. He never even comes close.
I'm thinking, like, okay, like, when she falls to the ground and she's all weak and junk because she made another disc, I'm thinking, oh, okay, that's when Xandret is going to bust into the place and, like, kidnap her and junk, right?
Yeah. And maybe even have, like, one of those, like, oh, our base is destroyed by the main villain sort of sequences. Even though, you know, it's happened a million times, it still would have been cool.
Ugh,
Or, you know, have some, you know, danger. Have, you know...
Danger!
All he did with Octaru, and I love how they just repeat everything. Every 2 seconds, it's like, yes, I absorbed Dayu, so she's, you know, I'm part human now, and you guys don't have any effect on me. The Simon Pile doesn't have any effect on me. And then Atra was like, yeah, so, like, he absorbed Dayu's power, and now he has the blah, blah, blah. And then, like, the Ranger's like, oh my goodness, he absorbed Dayu's power. Yo, like, we got it, like, the first time.
The first 75 million times, yeah.
Repeating the same crap over and over again.
Yeah, like, it feels like they assigned the last two episodes to two different writers, and they didn't talk to each other at all.
At the exact same time. And
yeah. Although there's no way this guy's going to add this part in, so I better put it in right here. Okay. Oh, he did the same thing? Whatever. Let's air it.
But they're constantly doing things like that, where it seems like they're trying to, like, create some kind of clarity, but it's like... It was clear to everybody, like, what the plan was, what the idea was. You mentioned it before. We see you enact the plan. Like, we don't need you to, like, explain the stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, 5 million times.
Yeah, and I mean, little things, which, I mean, I've sort of forgotten now, but since we're wrapping up, you know, in the opening credits, where it says, Mia, Mike, Kevin, you know, the whole shebang is like, okay, I mean, that's cool, I guess, but in a season like Samurai, I guess it stands out more as, like, the reason you're saying this is because you don't trust that the audience will get that his name is Kevin when the characters talk to him and say, hey, Kevin, you know.
What?
You know, it's just a little too much of trying to handhold the audience. Even kids don't need this level of care. Like, nobody needs this level of care. It's just a little too much.
Like, even when I was watching the episodes, I was thinking, like, are they making these episodes for for blind people? Oh, no, not blind people. Yes, blind people. Because they talk through everything they do. So I'm thinking... Yeah. Like, are they thinking of the visually challenged?
Nah, blind people listen closer, so they're probably even more pissed off than we are. Okay, I got it. Thanks. I just listened to the last episode. Already heard it.
The thing broke.
It's broken. Yes.
It's like, look, we lost more Zords. That's three more Zords. That's two more Zords. That's
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Wow. So yeah, I was like, maybe they're thinking of the visual. I was just like, because there's no way they're talking through everything they do. Look, we're walking down the street. Yeah, this is so cool. Walking down the street. Awesome. Like, I can't. No. Just do it. Just be Nike. Anyway. But,
you know, they have the bad guys overly explain what they're doing on the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoon, but it's a joke because they don't speak English normally. So it's supposed to be stupid that they're always explaining what they're doing too much. Here, it's not a joke. It's we can't write. It's amazing. I love it. You do need to watch that new Ninja Turtles show. It's so good. So good.
Yeah. I'll give it a shot. I got a lot of things in my queue.
They tell Michelangelo and Donatello what they've always known. They're the B team.
Oh.
Come on, you know
what I had when I was young.
You know, the other two, there's a reason why we got pointy weapons and you got wood. Okay? Oh. There's a reason behind it. Oh.
There's more skill involved in the wood weapons.
There's a reason why we're cool red and blue primary colors and you guys are sitting over there with your orange and purple. Oh. Okay, we're not important.
Donatello's pretty important. He's smart.
He's smart, yo.
Yeah. He is, but come on, he's not a badass, though. He's the smart guy. You sit over there and you build your crazy van and your...
And without him, they would be screwed.
And your blimp.
You need smart people.
You need Billies.
Yes, exactly. I was just gonna say.
I love that about the original cartoon. We need a giant blimp, guys. Come on. Why not? Can't forget the blimp. It comes in handy all the time.
Come on, mutant turtles need blimps. I mean,
it's hand in hand.
It's a given. Come on.
Yes, and they need motor powered inner tubes in the sewers and. Giant sports.
Yeah.
Yes. I hate to say it, but I pretty much had all that crap, so who am I talking to? I had to repair my blimp with duct tape. It did not go well.
I don't think I had the blimp.
I had the van, though. And the inner tubes.
The van was the best. Oh my god, the van was so cool.
I think I might even still have the little birthday coupon that I got so I could go to the store and get it.
Oh my god.
I'm pretty sure it's around here somewhere.
They just released the entire series together in a box that looks like the van.
Sweet.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
I don't know if I'm that nostalgic for it, but...
Come on now.
It's a good idea.
I love watching old cartoons like that and Transformers where they can't decide who's supposed to be talking. Because the voices just randomly go to different turtles when it's clearly not them talking. Like, Raphael talks to himself. Hey! And the guy who used to voice Raphael now voices Donatello.
That's great.
That's awesome. Back to Samurai.
That's interesting.
Interesting trivia. So,
if we draw out the samurai any longer, I'll kill one of you. I swear to God, I have all your addresses.
And Beast Boy is killing you.
Stop it. We have to finish Samurai! Stop it!
I mean, the show never ends, so...
Everybody, this is the finale, and then there's one episode after that. Clearly, that makes sense.
Oh my gosh.
Right. He's pulling it back.
I forgot.
You can't say they're inconsistent, at least about this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they... And really, Nickelodeon... Get your act together. Like, just get your act together. These episodes.
Yeah.
It's really sad, because when it was first announced that Nickelodeon got the job, we were all like, yes, they are the number one in kids' entertainment. They know what they're doing. We are so excited. And then we're like, you guys are crap.
they know what they're doing in, like, every other show they make. Seriously. It's this one show. I don't know what it is.
So why is it that, like, Disney was the same way? Like, they started out pretty good. Like, you know, they would air things in order.
They aired everything.
They would promo things. and it would actually be, you know, a thing to talk about. And now, I mean, well, not now, but like, you know, near the end, it's just like, meh, just throw it on some affiliates and whatever, and who and whomever gets to see it at 5:30 in the morning, who cares? Whatever. No promos, no nothing.
Not the Seattle market, that's for show.
Mm. You know, if it doesn't show in your, too bad.
Whatever. You
know, it's the same thing with Nickelodeon. It started out great.
At least they're not showing it at 4:30 on a Friday. That's something. Unlike other series I've seen. I won't name names. Dragonite.
It's true. At least they did show the finale. At least.
At least it's still on Saturday sometime.
At least we didn't get the finale just on the internet.
Although we did get the finale on DVD before the TV.
Actually, I don't mind that. Because it's like, all right, hey, if you want to see the finale, buy the DVDs. But I get it. I get it, right? Mm. It's a marketing ploy. But, yeah, no, Dragon Knight, that was some messed up stuff, man.
Yeah. Okay, so, let's see. They fight the Moogers. They flood the Earth, correct? Yes?
Yes, they're coming in, flooding the Earth, and then they come in, and then what's his face? Xandrid comes in, and his ship is, you know, on the cliff or whatever. He comes down, and then we start the fight all over again.
Yes, and then we have, that's the Zord fight where we have 10 Zords, we have 5 Zords, we have 3 Zords.
Well, wait, because before that, we have, well, first of all of the Shinkendra drama of the fight where Blue uses the fire thing and, you know, all of that is completely drained away. There is no drama, it's just an action scene. But then, What's-His-Face uses the Mega Mode for the one and only time, or whatever it's called.
Shogun mode.
In actual fighting. And that's a thing.
So oh, that was the first time it was used?
The only time, yeah.
Oh my god. I mean,
he stood in the Megazord with it, but...
Yeah.
Right. But yeah. It's the first time any of those extra suits were really used for actual fighting. You know? Yeah. So,
And then at the end, he has a line like, thank goodness Lauren unlocked it or something like that. And I was like, mm-hmm. What? Like, so was that supposed to patch up the fact that we've never seen it fight before?
Her second super disc somehow had super Shogun power.
Right. Of course.
The first one didn't.
Because before then, she sent the stuff, and then she was telling Mentor, like, yo, go get this to him. And so he runs out there. He fights off some Moogers and things in some tacky looking outfit that it like got some like 1975 curtains and use that as a robe. I don't know what he was wearing. Poor child. Like he acting as poor as Bulk and them. So goes in there, gives him the disc, and then he's like, oh yes, and I have your disc that your father used, blah, 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 blah. It's like, they just pulling out discs all over the place, man, like mm-hmm. that.
That was another scene, which I just, because it was taken from Shinkenger, and in Shinkenger, it was emotional. Like, when he showed up, like, fighting and screaming for, you know, his lord's name, Shinken Red, like, it was emotional. Like, there was emotion. It was like, oh, here's our dude coming in to do the thing, and here is just like, okay, like he's gonna give you this last minute thing.
Oh, so that's what happens when characters have emotional connections to each other. Interesting.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I know some people are sick of hearing comparisons to Shinkenger. It's just,
well, it's just straight up good writing. These characters are bland and, you know, have no, I don't feel like they have any sort of true connection with one another or that they really give a crap because they're all just blank slates with names attached to them. And so, I mean, that's just regular writing for any sort of show. Doesn't matter if there's Shinkenger or no Shinkenger. It's boring. I mean, again, ask Lisa. She hasn't watched Shinkenger. You know they're boring. You know they're boring. this ain't new.
Wow.
They suck anyway.
I just, I feel like even if you never saw Snicker, like, those moments would be punctuated. Those moments would be better, and you wouldn't have so much time to think about, well, wait a minute, where did this disc come from? Where did this da-da-da-da come from? Because you're so wrapped up in the emotion of it. Whereas here, there's nothing really immersive about it. It's just very surface stuff, and it's just like, okay, well, we're done with that. Like,
yeah,
fight scene, whatever, whatever.
Grading it on a logistic level because there's nothing to grade on an emotional level. Just like, okay, at least make sense. Nope, can't do that either.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, he blows up Zandred. He grows because they all have second forms, and then they do their Zord countdown and blow him up, right? They blow him up real good?
Yes, but then there's an editing thing which is retarded. I have to say, I just don't know where this came from, and I just don't get it, but like, Maybe you guys didn't notice, but like when they're doing the Zord countdown, they're just like, "Oh, three more, we're blown up or whatever." During that sequence, it's running towards Zandred, and then all of a sudden, it's right in front of him in a completely different form, Megazord form, and then he stabs it through the stomach or whatever, and then all of a sudden, it's back running towards it again, way far away again, and he's blasting them again, as if the stabbing thing didn't happen yet.
Okay, that's not a good thing. Didn't see it, but I know that's dumb.
Obviously, I was wrapped up in the emotion at the time.
Yes, I was too logistically analyzed. I was like, will Jane finally fulfill his fate?
It's the emotional release of knowing this is the end.
Pretty much.
The joy of, oh my god, it's happening.
Looking at the countdown timer, like, 4 minutes, come on.
Yeah, because honestly, I was just sitting there thinking, you know, get to the cameo.
Right.
There's a cameo I'm waiting for, you get to it. Come on now. Destroy this crazy guy.
And here's my thing, right? Even before then, when Jaden with his big swords or whatever, to take him down, fine. They're like, wow, he's finally gone. Yeah, we did it. Yeah. I'm just like, Heffers, y'all don't know he monsters grow by now? Like, y'all been doing this for 2 years. 2 years! Defeat the monster, then they grow. And then you defeat him again. Like, what? They're like, oh, what? He's back? Y'all gotta be kidding me. Y'all gotta be kidding me. Who is phoning in this episode? Like, for real? Like, what is going on?
And there's a few episodes ago, there was one monster that they powered up or whatever, and he had like a third life. So even after the Zord fight, he turned into another thing. So it's sort of like, I think you should expect him to grow or something.
Nah, the strongest guy is clearly the only one that's one and done. That makes perfect sense. Hooray! Yay!
Crazy. Hooray. So
defeat Zandred monster / boom.
At least
celebration.
At least they like destroyed the cockpit. At least, you know, I was like, oh, okay, well they at least kind of changed the look of it to make it feel a little more epic, a little more, you know.
Celebration.
What do you guys think of the logic of them demorphing to put in every ounce of symbol power and effort into this one final blow?
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, I like it.
They always do that. That's not new.
Because I like the finales like in Sentai where they're demorphed and they do their will call and then they morph like for that one special moment in the finale. So anytime that you put the actual actors in the action scene, I like it.
Yeah, yes. Where they demorph or their helmet comes off and they keep fighting. Stuff like that. It's always
blow up the helmets, yes.
Oh, snap.
Do it.
That stuff is the bomb diggity. So I'm always okay with that. That's never a problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't really have a problem with that. I think there was like a different reason in Shinkan, or they didn't have a reason. It was just sort of, we're unmorphed for this one, so deal with it. You know, it's more dramatic this way. But I was fine with that. Why?
No, I'm just asking. Was that just an asking? Just asking.
Well, that was confrontational.
Well, it seemed like you were kind of.
She was hoping we'd set her up so that way she could go on her rant.
No, 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 no. know. I mean, sometimes when they explain certain things, some things don't make sense. And sometimes when they do explain certain things, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Right? So I just wanted to know what y'all thought of that last moment, the last plan, really. Because, you know, they them their plans, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I find myself hoping that they do refilm cockpit stuff from now on. In better seasons, basically. Just so they can do different things and have stuff like this of their own design, not just copying what, you know, the Japanese show did. Because, it's not expensive. It's, you know, they could do a whole lot of stuff.
Gossager had a pretty cockpit, though.
Did it? No, not really.
Yeah, it did. I thought it was nice.
I don't want to see Gosei Knight's head talking in the background on the wall, because that's what's going to happen.
Oh, snap.
When they combine, it's just his, like, lion head or whatever, with, like, a moving mouth going up and down.
Ugh. Okay. No. Oh, boy. Okay, yeah, so they win. Boom. They win. Go Everybody boom. Blows up.
And then now it's time to say what we're going to do and where we're going to go and...
Yes. Now Jaden has to talk to Lauren because Lauren is leaving because
she wants to get her to know her brother better. So obviously,
she gets rebound. It's like, look, I love you. I haven't seen you in a long time, and
our destinies are fulfilled. But
don't want to leave, but I gotta leave though. So, same. Yeah,
because. Yeah.
Because, and then, like, I love how she wanted to stay when they were Samurai Rangers and they were battling right. and whatever. But now, when
they have all this time to catch up with each other.
You know what?
She was in tears. She was.
I got things to do. I got to go walk across the country and be a Ronin warrior. I don't know.
I got to go somewhere where we don't know where. We have no idea where she came from, what she was doing.
Or who's directing her over.
Yeah.
It feels like there's supposed to be some sort of external force, like Grandpa Shiba or something, telling them what to do. And there's nothing.
The invisible people that help them out. I mean,
the people that drive the vans and answer the wooden phone. And those people. You know? Huh. Them. They. The infamous they.
Oh, and I thought I did think it was funny because it was like, oh, she doesn't like goodbyes or whatever. And she's like, oh, or no, Jaden is like, okay, I'll tell the others. And he goes and talks to the others and doesn't tell them anything.
Ah. They hate her. They've already bagged on her a couple times. So.
She knows they don't care.
That's why she's
basically. Like, help her, please. I don't care about her. It's like, no, you did a really good job, but really, you need to go.
Just, yeah. We have our Red Ranger. We're good.
We must not fail.
He must not fail.
Go back to her home planet. She's gone. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, yeah. So, what were the Rangers up to? So, Antonio, he's going to go on a cruise around the world to fish.
Because that is his one personality trait. Fish.
Basically. And then it's Mia. It's like, Mia, what are you going to do? It's like, no. I'm going to culinary school. And Mike's like, thank God. And she's like, ugh, okay, I got the hint. Whatever. It's like, she knew all along.
It's character growth.
The season would have been totally saved if she would have just stabbed him in the throat right there. Stabbed him in the throat.
That was like the one time where Mia, like, did something right. She was like, all right, I got the hint. Okay, I'm going to, when I go to school and I come back, I'm going to make the best meal ever. All right, give me that side eye. I was like, okay.
To impress her, Prince Charming.
Yeah, right. Gosh.
And Emily and
what would Kevin do?
Kevin is going to be trying out for the Olympics.
Yes, because apparently he has time. He got time.
Yeah, and I forgot all about that.
Remember, he likes to swim. He's a swimmer. Yay!
That one time, yeah. He was a swimmer that one time, yeah.
Two times.
And Mike and Emily are going to go on a marathon boning session. So that's good for them. Lots of boning.
That's right, because, yeah, she's just, I'm just going back home to take care of my sister, because I can't tell y'all I killed her.
Yeah. Yes, Mike has a surprise waiting for him. Like
exactly. Mike asks too many questions. Well.
Oh, my goodness. No, probably, please, Mike already know. He's just trying to hide the evidence. Like, all right, Emily, I'm going to go with you. Help you out.
We need to do this right.
You got
to
do it right. You know, he got to, you know, because you can't have the sister just propped up in the closet forever, right? It's not what you got to do. You got to get that shovel out, and she can't do nothing.
I'm starting to smell.
I mean, he is, you know, the forest, so maybe, I don't know. Yeah. Forest and earth, right? So
exactly. So start digging.
Lots of bearing, huh?
That's too yep.
And Jaden is going to learn how to play an unplugged in electric guitar.
It's an unamplified guitar.
Yes.
It's unplugged.
Yeah, yes, and what's your face? Like Mentor, he's has to be on guard at all times. Even
he's gonna go stuff that practice dummy.
And prune some trees or something, bushes.
That's where Emily should put the body in the practice dummy.
Oh my god.
No one would know.
And every day you'll be close to your sister. Your sister will always be with you every time you train.
Until the dummy starts to ooze.
Oh god.
Oh boy. Yeah. Yeah. And oh yes, we can't like skip over the moment we've been waiting for.
Well, we're done with this moment because this is the part we're talking, the cameo, that's the real finale. Oh, this part's just get it out of the way. Yeah, they say samurai forever, rangers forever, together,
samurai forever.
Let's go forever. This season dragged on forever. And that's that. That's them. Enough of them. Now we move on to the main course. Because clearly, Bulk and Spike have finished their samurai training. Because of that one time they did that thing and then did nothing for 4 or 5 episodes. That's their thing. Remember? Yeah. The gumball? Come on!
That clearly was the completion of samurai training?
Yes!
They saved the world. Yeah, they plugged up the hole.
Wasn't it obvious?
Okay, so Bulk and Spike are there. waiting for Dad to come home.
Yes.
And stretch limo rolls by. Mm. All right. And Bulk goes tie his shoe. And then out comes Skull.
Oh, who's that pimp? Oh, it's Skull. Look at that guy. Oh, he's looking so fresh.
That's a curiosity.
You know.
Yeah. Why is he rich?
Well, see, this is so many questions.
Yeah.
Okay. First off, like, okay, fine. I can see where the rich guy wants to send off, you know, his son to the poor guy so that he can learn about getting a job or responsibilities or
real
world. I get that. Okay, fine. But there were glimpses of where Bulk was, like, begging for money. Mm-hmm. Didn't know how to pay his rent. Like,
right.
Thank goodness.
You would think if you take somebody in for 2 years.
Yeah.
Yes.
That maybe that. With his billions and billions and millions and millions of dollars and dollars and dollars.
Dollar bills, y'all.
Send a little something.
For real.
Millions of dollars.
I can't. This is what I don't understand. Like, I get, like, how you really don't help people in the long run by just giving them money, because if they're broke all the time, then probably they don't know how to manage it. You better be sending some money.
Mm-hmm.
I am taking care of your son. You better, like, I'm about to not have a house. Your behind needs to send some money. Like, I don't understand. Like, I just... They made, like, Skull be, like, a douchebag, yo.
Well, I'll explain it. I'll explain it to you, okay? Here's what it is. They have a character who's really poor. So, the big payoff in the finale is to do the opposite. Unplanned, ahead of time. See, it's so funny. It's the opposite. Opposite. Funny.
No.
Funny.
No.
It's unexpected. Opposite.
See, unexpected. Oh, it's originality from Samurai.
No, I mean, okay, I like... Okay, yay, like, Skull is back. Skull. He's on the screen again. That's
and
cool.
And I also do like how now Skull is, you know, like, all right, I'm the one that's successful, and, you know, you can't be bossing me around, because, you
maybe
know...
Maybe it's all Kimberly's money, and she don't let him have much.
But...
you know it's Kimberly.
From?
It's Kimberly!
He was wearing pink.
You know she was in the limo and just didn't want to get out of there and have to talk to Bulk.
Yeah, she can't be walking out on a set of Samurai.
Nah, hey, she was in there.
That's beneath her.
She was chilling. You know that. Don't even play.
I just want to know what the story behind that is and like where, like why is he rich? Like where, what is? It just,
that's
it's
exactly
just, I don't...
it. We want to know the story behind it. Why did was that's, he sent in the first place?
That's why you're gonna tune in for Megaforce.
No.
Yeah.
No. They don't have comedy characters announced for that, do they? Maybe they
want. You know they'll show up.
Kids are in high school. You know.
Don't even play. You know they're gonna drag Miss Appleby out.
I hope they do.
They will. They will drag Mr. Kaplan.
They
will not drag Ernie out. But
out of his grave.
Probably not gonna do that.
I'm not, sorry.
But they may be able to get Adele, you know?
Okay, I don't know.
See, I just my thing is like,
should be rolling in the deep.
Y'all, really, really. My thing is, when I saw the scene overall, it brought a smile to my face because Bulk and Skull again, whatever, but.
That's the only thing I like.
Yeah,
really.
I just tried to enjoy it. I'm like, I'm just gonna enjoy it. It's friggin' Skull. I'm not gonna think about how stupid it is because everything else is stupid. I'm gonna have this moment. F off. I'm having this moment.
I think that's how you have to approach it. There's no other way.
No thinking involved.
No.
People fall down. They get hit with signs. Hilarious.
But it's just
I didn't really want something more ceremonious. I wanted to know, you know, okay, you learned how to be a samurai because, or maybe you did not learn, and that's okay. I still love you. Something, anything.
Yeah.
It's just nothing. Like to me, like these characters feel like they were a burden to the writers or whoever,
and the viewers.
Well, right, but part of that is. Because they were a burden to the writers. Like, there would have been a way to use them that would not have been so irritating, you know, as it has been for a lot of the seasons, whatever.
Well, and, like, every episode, it seems like it's someone says, okay, Tony, you got 90 seconds to put Bulk and Spike in this episode. Do something with them and resolve it in that 90 seconds. Go. And we'll just paste it into wherever we have room for it, wherever is a good commercial break or whatever.
Yeah. Hey, funny guy, say something funny.
Yep. Fall down.
Go. Nope. Clock's ticking. You know.
Oh, I got a milkshake here with your name on it.
Again.
What body part can I dump it on today?
Arr, my groin. Oh no.
So nice to see, you know, our buddy Jason Narvi. But, wow.
Good sport.
Skullovich.
Yeah. Just wish he was doing something.
Well.
Better.
He is the financial backer of the Megaforce Rangers.
Oh, of course. That would be great. That would
and
be freaking great.
He is the new principal of Angel Grove High.
Let's not.
He's not Andrew Hartford, yo. Like, let's not.
That's what it's gonna be. Bulk is gonna Skull's gonna be the principal, and then Bulk's gonna show up as the new janitor. Burp, 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 burp. I'm the janitor at Angel Grove High.
I still got a garbage can.
Skull got a job for me. Oh no! Slipped on some kid urine.
Before we get into the speculation,
let's be honest. Could you see that happen? Could you see Bulk becoming the janitor at Angel Grove High?
Yes or no? Well, yes. This Bulk, sure. Yeah.
Yes, you could.
Yeah, because it would actually be a job.
It would be a step up at this point.
I fully expect it to happen.
I wouldn't have wanted to say that, though, if it was like we stopped at like Forever Red or something like that, or you know, like, because I could feel
he had a business.
He could reopen Bulk Myers, Bulk speaking. Come on now. We could redo that too.
But why do we have to redo it? Because he was devolved into this crap for a samurai, even though he shouldn't be this.
Okay, fine. He'll be the PE teacher.
Irony.
Yes.
I've seen a lot of PE teachers that
are let's not get ahead of ourselves, because
we still have one episode to go.
Exactly.
The post finale episode.
Uh-huh. Way to go.
Well, it is a Christmas special, so it doesn't necessarily have to.
Mm-hmm. Once again, going the Dragon Knight route.
Takes place before the
It's another special with no Antonio.
That was weird. Like, the opening credits changed to like not include, even though they reference him. I don't know, that's odd.
No new footage of Antonio.
They reference him, but they don't even take the time to say, oh, Antonio's visiting relatives in Venezuela or whatever the hell.
Would probably be like New Mexico.
Right. Well, it was the first thing that came to mind.
He thinks he's sort of kind of Spanish, but not really. New Mexico! Buenos dias, New Mexico! I am.
Is this Asian?
Oh my goodness. What's
this Asian fool doing here? they basically, this episode is a bunch. It starts out with some random monster footage that they didn't use. Clearly a Mike episode that they didn't use, so the Rangers are another quarry battle.
But before, this is ridiculous. They love reusing action footage, because the part where Jaden runs forward towards the monster and then jumps and transforms, that was from an earlier episode. Which, that scene itself was taken directly from the Japanese version where what's his face? Shinken Red jumps and transforms. Yeah.
I was there for that. I remember.
Super anal.
Mm-hmm. But they reused footage just like the freaking last one. Like, this is. I can't even. It's one thing to like use footage that you didn't use already, but then to reuse the same exact fight scene or parts of it or whatever. Come on.
Yes. So the Rangers are out fighting the monster on a nice sunny day. Meanwhile, Mentor G is decorating the tree in the snowy part of the city. in the winter dome. He's over in the winter dome. He's like, I'm going to decorate the tree. Oh, but I got to wait for the Rangers to get back here. I'm not going to call them or anything because, you know, but. And so the Rangers defeat the monster quickly, and then they defeat it with the Megazord, and then they hit pause on the screen because the Megazord is something?
Something short of that, yeah.
Something stops working?
Well, yeah, the monster blasted them, and then, you know, and saying something about Santa, and then Mike's like, don't be using my Santa. And then they beat him up, and then that's where they were like, they froze. And then they're like, oh no, the monster short-circuited our power supply or something. Mm-hmm. So then Jaden was like, oh, Kevin, want to check it out? He's like, whoa, I don't know if I can do this. I wish Antonio was here.
Yes.
And then we get into flashbacks.
Yes, and then we hit, I assume, what is going to be everybody's sticking point which really defines how this series handled the characters, where each ranger, each male ranger, I may say, flashed back to a time when they fought a monster and destroyed it or had a really good moment. They were the hero.
Yeah,
they came up with an, you know, Kevin came up with a smart plan. And then we have to see what could Mia and Emily be thinking in their tiny little empty girl brains? Huh. Could it be shopping? What?
Both together.
Go, go, go.
Remember the time we went shopping, Emily? Oh, yeah. Woo. Oh, check out my outfit. Power Rangers.
Like Emily, what, you know, what are we going to wear for Christmas? I think I'm going to wear that dress. And even though we're stuck in this Megazord and we might not get out, I might die. Do you think I should wear that skirt? Yeah, that's really cool. It's going to be so exciting.
And meanwhile, the guys are like opening the thing and like doing serious stuff.
They're doing man work.
I guess we're so. Men.
We are men. We will do work. You sit there. Look pretty.
This flashback really just reads like an FU to everybody who was complaining the whole time about the girls not doing anything. And this was just sort of like, yep.
You that's correct. You couldn't have showed the cake bride episode, whatever that was
I know,
called.
Right, the bride. Yeah.
For couldn't have moment? Showed that for Emily. Couldn't have shown the time Mia said mine was unforgivable.
Yeah. Stealing is unforgivable, or lying. Lying is unforgivable.
Maybe that one?
I mean, look, they did show them bits and pieces, you know, fighting and junk, right? But in other people's flashbacks.
By default.
Right.
Yes.
No, but there was one time when what's her face? Emily, she was wearing the black box outfit.
Right.
You know, so.
And she blew up a monster.
Yeah.
And she was the drill sergeant, I suppose.
And she was a drill sergeant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Although that is also dressing up, so. Ooh, tough
but call. That was. Wasn't that
a. That was.
But she thought of
that was a Bolt and Skull Flash. Bolt and Spike. Yeah, that was for them.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like they were in other people's flashbacks of being very helpful and whatever.
It's just in
but
their
when
own.
In their own, they think shopping.
Very helpful when she lied to two people that were just trying to stop by and do nice things. Yeah. So, Bulk, I'm surprised that they actually sort of continued the Spike and Mia thing. I'm genuinely shocked that they even remembered it happened.
The best part of this episode was the Bulk and Spike. Because, okay, granted, I don't know why they stand outside with no coats on, freezing.
They're poor.
Wearing,
they talk about how they don't have a tree.
They can't wear the brand new motorcycle they got last year. And, you know, I mean, that's all they got.
You know, and, okay, fine. I'll give you that they're poor.
Or Spike's gonna chew a gum coat for them. Ain't gonna happen.
You know. But I did like how they integrated them, and you know that part of like this that was the same in Grace. Really,
well, it's always nice to see them interact with anybody.
Yeah,
their story seemed like it was most of the whole damn episode, which was good. They carried it, you know, and even Mentor was pretty decent.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes me wish that they had thought to do this, you know, more often rather than just twice, you know, and once after the finale, you know. at least as far as scheduling goes, that's how it happened. But okay, I guess, you know, small.
Yeah.
Small reasons.
I think my only thing is that the way they painted it as them helping the Rangers, like it was something that they never really. It wasn't really a thread that they followed through the season. You know, it wasn't like in season two where they were trying to find out the identities and they kept running into the Rangers. That sort of thing never didn't happen very much. That it didn't seem like it was an obvious thing to continue with. You know, then having to have the big build up where the Rangers thank them and. You know, like it didn't really. Flow to that point. It felt like it was again a bit of an afterthought.
Well, they're not thanking them for anything. Like they didn't do much of anything. Like it just you know.
You know, like, that's the thing is, I wish that, like, all these times that Bulk and Spike have tried to help, if, you know, a couple of times their bumbling actually did help, you know? Like, not that the gumball thing would work, but, you know, if something like that was stupid sort of backfired, but it ended up actually doing something good. Yeah. You know, in season 2 with the kaleidoscope monster.
Yeah.
That was, I still love that episode so much. When they finally had some vindication, you know, like, why couldn't you have vindicated Bulk and Spike? And then when you isolate them from the team so much, it's even more jarring, you know, like, they never even really had a quality interaction with the Rangers. Like, I think Mia saved Spike once, and that's really as much as they did as Rangers with Bulk and Spike.
Yeah, and I don't think so, but, like, because Spike came to give the present to Mia. She wasn't there. Did we see a scene where she unwraps her gift or anything like that? Or accepts it even?
No.
The thing turns to the focus on them helping the Rangers. So that gets passed by.
It just kind of makes me wish things had been different, basically. I wanted scenes.
That could have been a really nice payoff, that Christmas episode, if they would have built up to it. Yeah. Could have been an awesome payoff.
Although, to be fair, out of all the Christmas specials and the Halloween special, the clip shows and whatever, it wasn't too bad.
Out of the four holiday specials Samurai produced?
Right.
Oh, just Samurai. Okay.
Yeah, just
Samurai. Like, no, I like the Zio one.
No.
You can't top that.
I like the first Halloween special better than this, but this would be number 2 out of the 4.
The first Halloween special was the one where they were all like...
It's all the monsters.
Right. That's my favorite one.
Yeah,
then this one. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, like, I found it more non-threatening and insulting than wanting to gouge my eyes out, to be fair.
I mean, yeah, if we're grading on the sliding samurai scale and then we're factoring in the flashback scale, this does pretty well. But, I mean...
No mercy.
Makes me bummed out that they didn't do that. They never got to the Bulk episode where he would be like Mr. Brown,
Shinken Brown.
Yes.
What does that mean? I don't.
There's this guy. Basically, a fat dude's like really delusional, and he wants to join the group, and he has his makeshift Shinken Brown uniform. He's just some fat, stupid like American.
It's basically
dude.
Boom as Orange Ranger.
Yeah, that's the concept. But it's like a whole episode centered around him.
And everyone thought for sure that Bulk coming back was signifying that, like we were going to get that.
He said he had an episode that was like 90% Bulk and Spike that it was going to be that sort of, that made us think it was going to be that. And then he said that his episode was cut.
Oh. We did?
Yeah. He said he never got to it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I read that on Facebook, him say that, yeah.
Wow. Dang, Tony Alabin must have been tight.
I was going to say, considering they barely let Bulk and Spike exist in the series, I'm not surprised the episode did get cut.
See, this is what I'm saying. Like, they were just so over it, and you feel it. I feel it watching the show that they're just not valued, really. You know, as much as all of the other stuff. Even though there's certain episodes where I'm just like, I didn't really get much. Why couldn't this be the bulk feature episode, you know, instead of this random samurai thing? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even like these characters that much.
I know. I'm like, Tristan is talking about. So you know Tristan is paining here right now. He's paining.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ugh.
Yeah. So overall.
Overall, I mean, we can grade the finales, but I kind of figure what y'all gonna say. Spy's gonna be like incomplete.
Incomplete. Yes.
Jeremy's gonna be like two like me, and Tristan
is gonna say B+.
B+.
You just say it like that's your automatic response now, I think, no matter what it is.
Because for a long time you made that your automatic response.
That was when things were at least like passable, like as a show. Like now it's, I don't even.
Okay, what would you give it, Tristan?
Well, what do we, what?
The finale. Just create a finale first and then we'll do the season. So
the last the episode.
Oh, this was just the finale? Oh. I thought we were doing the overall.
Well, I mean, Spy, your thing is not going to change. So, no. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The finale, the end of the story, not the.
Right. The end of the story.
You know what we're asking, Tristan?
I don't remember what I gave it officially or whatever on the poll, or even if. I don't even know if it. Because some of those polls, I didn't even bother voting. I guess I would give it a 2.
Yeah, you did give it a 2.
Yeah, okay, well, there you go. Because, well, we already mentioned most of it is just not good, and I just don't understand why it was like that.
Yeah. As a regular episode, I give it a 2. As a finale, grading it next to other finales, this is the worst finale in the history of the show.
Ooh.
It is. Of the show.
Ooh,
like,
let's think about that.
Oyster Stew is pumping its fist.
Hey, Oyster Stew is near the top.
This is the worst. We've never had a finale where it was like a two-parter and it literally repeated itself. What? No. Therefore, worst finale.
I'm trying to think of a finale in my head.
But it repeated itself, but then it didn't follow through with what I thought was one of the coolest ideas, which was to go after Lauren. But no, Lauren isn't relevant enough for that to happen. We just have to go on with this fight scene, which we already did. Anyway.
And my thing is, it's like, why even keep that in there, editors? You can cut that out. It's at the end of the episode. You could just cut him out saying that. In fact, he doesn't even have to be an ADR saying that. He can just walk away. Do something. Create havoc. Whatever. What?
There's too much dialogue anyway. Oh my God. Oh God, wow. So, okay. Finale. Yeah.
I don't even have to like stutter. It is the worst. Period. It is.
Yeah, as a regular episode, it gets one for existing and one for Skull. And so 2 as a regular episode. Finale? Yeah, I understand. I would have to go 1 as a finale. Yeah, it's I mean, that finale. I think I really hated Jungle Fury's finale too. So that's right
Jungle
there with
Fury
it.
Jungle Fury has RJ, so therefore it's automatic.
Yeah, automatic.
Okay, yeah, but I think those are the 2 worst finales.
And
yeah.
Dominic. Dominic was like, you know, Dominic. Like so.
I didn't think the Dumpster was that bad. It was just mostly kind of action, but it was like event action. Like they brought all the masters back. They brought like, you know, it was like, oh, okay, that's a cool little thing. Whereas here, I didn't really. I guess their version of that was just to show the battleizer be a battleizer for once. But that's
Chingity
not.
Ching, E-R. It's Dominic the Donkey. Italian Christmas Donkey.
No.
Wow.
You're on your
so,
own.
So, yeah.
You never heard Dominic the Donkey? No. Sorry.
I don't want to hear the explanation.
He's the Italian Christmas Donkey.
No, we don't really. Yeah, we don't.
Yeah, so go ahead. Go through all the finales. Go ahead. Because you.
I'm pretty sure it's the samurai and the jungle fairy together as the worst.
Sorry, worse. Done.
Samurai still angers me because it's supposed to be the big time where face finally proves that he's not a face and he's still a face. Not a fan of him. Still hate Casey.
Okay. No, that was a previous episode because he's running to the
temple and
no, that was the episode before because the Jungle Fury finale was basically one episode, and the one before that was him trying to prove himself and whatever.
All I know is it's an episode that we actually talked about on this podcast, so it's finale to me. We talked about the beginning and the end. I know that much.
Great.
So, no, if it got mentioned, it must have been the end. So, finale.
No. The Jungle Fury finale was perfectly serviceable.
You.
What is going on?
You need to relax.
Was not. You sit on your throne of lies.
Oh, my word. But no, I've gone through every finale in my head. The execution was not great. What actually happened was not great. Everything was anticlimactic. It was not. No. I'm done. It's just, I mean, yes, what it gets a point for is actually continuing a little romance and not just dropping it off like every other season does. But come on, man. Like, everything else y'all can't even, like, tie up together or, you know, do something properly for the last episode. It's the last episode, Heffas. Like, y'all just phoning it in? I can't.
And see, all those little things, like the quote-unquote tying up of the relationship, all of those little moments like that, all they do is make me think back, oh yeah, that was a thing. Why wasn't it in these last several episodes or however many, in the last year that the show has been on? You know, like to me, it makes me, it highlights the fact that they didn't put any of this stuff into most of the episodes when they should have. Like, to me, like, I was like, some people say, like, oh, yay, you know, they wrapped it up. I guess you just said they wrapped it up, but there's not much to wrap up. If you really think about it, that relationship was only touched on, or potential relationship was only touched on like two or three times. And people latched onto it like it was, you know, the thing.
But they didn't, to their credit, even though we don't want to give them much credit for anything, but to their credit, normally they would start something and not finish it. At least they're like, oh, what are they going to do now? Well, we're going to go off together. Hold hands. You know, so at least it's something that was brought back. Like, what's this? Like, SPD, right?
Mm.
Really bad example. Because, like, this was, like, the quintessential where, like, oh, look, they mentioned Kruger's wife in the beginning. And then at the end. Okay, I get it. Like, that was, like, really bad, right? But, like, in this case, it was a little sprinkle here, a little sprinkle, forgotten, then, all right, oh, snap, oh, crap, we forgot about them. Let's tie it up. Instead of just, like, forgetting about them altogether.
Yeah. I want more than sprinkles.
Mm.
I mean, because to me, like, even though it died, I felt more of a thing with, like, Kira and Trent, even though
yay!
In the later episodes, it was just kind of non-existent. Somehow that, like, I'll remember that more than I'll remember this crap.
Well, duh.
We all know.
It's kind of like, given, okay, but we're talking in the realm of samurai, because if I start comparing to other seasons, it's not going to be that
funny. Well, I'm just saying.
I know. I'm really trying here, dude. Like, I'm trying. So, yes. But so, like, on a whole, Samurai.
Wow.
Compared to other seasons.
Worst ever.
Worst ever.
Not even a moment of hesitation.
Yeah. Yeah. I never want to watch this again.
Yeah. No. But you have a brand new DVD set to watch, Lisa.
Yeah.
Power Force.
On Blu-ray. Blu-ray player.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Ooh. Yeah, no. I can't. Like, this is... I'm... There are certain seasons, other seasons that I don't care to watch ever again. Jungle Fury being one of them. Mm-hmm. But at least Jungle Fury had characters that I'm like, all right, I like that one and that one. With Samurai, yeah, I like Mike, but, you know, I mean, there was only so much. Like, in the second season, there wasn't really much story to him, you know? And, it was just like, right, yeah, mm-hmm. gotta do this. All right, guys, you know? I mean...
Mm, it became more generic, and even in the attempts to do certain things, I found it... I started to find it slightly annoying. Not because of the actor. I think the actor was always pretty, you know, solid with what he was given. It's just like... I don't know. It sort of started to become a little bit like Mia's cooking, where it was like, oh, he's going to do
his thing now. It was like an imitation of himself.
Right. Yeah.
And I like himself. I don't want the imitation of, and I don't want the hollow shell. You know, I see what you're saying. And that's why I vote too. So I don't really care to watch this again. And
no. I mean, I'll say, like, any season, I could rewatch huge portions, if not the whole thing. Even some of the worst ones that I think, like, there's something about them, you know, that I could find to be like, okay, well, that's a thing. Maybe I'll go back and revisit, you know, someday. With Samurai, I just don't feel that at all. I kind of want to just forget this, you know.
And it took up 2 years of our lives.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we definitely don't. I'm like, no. I'm a. You're gonna be like Emily's sister, and I'm gonna bully you. I'm done.
That's there.
I'm done. So, yeah. Worst. Oh, okay, we all agree. Say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Let's move on to Megaforceness.
Go, go, Megaforce.
Megaforce.
Apparently.
Megaforce and Ranger.
So, you know, Power Force people, we got this picture of the cast in their high school-ness. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I saw it, I'm like, oh, okay. We first of all.
Looks familiar.
And I'm a sucker for high school. I'm a sucker. Like, if it's a high school season, I'm like, all right, I gotta check it out. Like, even more than, okay, well, it's a new season or whatever. So I'm like, oh, okay. Because before I'm like, whatever, don't care. Yeah, I'm gonna check it out because, you know, we do the show. But I'm like, oh, it's high school. Yay! Like, I don't know why. Like, anyway. But I'm like, yeah, this is looking kind of familiar.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you who, but I think one of these Rangers is supposed to be nerdy.
Mm.
I know.
Which one do you think it is? Take a guess.
Well, it's definitely not the one with glasses, because that would be too obvious.
You know, hello, like, you know, this is the 21st century. We do not have to be pigeonholing smart people in glasses, so duh. The pink one. Hello.
Clearly, obviously.
I'm thinking it might be the girl that's trying to show off her gash.
Wow.
It might be that one.
I mean, yo, this is so, like, Mighty Morphin. It's fantastic. Beyond.
Yeah. Where did you get those shorts, girl?
Like, she literally went up to Cam and be like, look at this lady.
She time traveled, I think. She fell into the time warp thing.
I'm gonna take your clothes.
Okay. This is 100% take the original cast and update their look 20 years.
Yeah.
And this is exactly what you would come up with.
Yeah.
It's not even that much of an update.
We have to get rid of.
They don't look like they're from the 90s. Come on, let's be, except for the stuff for the pink one, because really, it's like the exact same outfit. But
I do wish that the Black Ranger was, you know, wearing his African colors all the time. I do wish. Still wish he was decked out in the green, red, yellow, and the baggy pants. I would love that.
And, you know, I do wish the Red Ranger was wearing his red pants with
red
the... With the blue pockets.
With no shirt.
You mean they don't make those anymore? Ah, snap.
Mm.
Too bad. Time to work out.
So when this picture came out, all right, people are like, oh snap, okay, Mighty Morphin, blah blah blah, whatever, whatever. And then the rumors were going around that the season is going to be set in Angel Grove. They're going back to Angel Grove High, and that
don't do it.
They're going to have cameos by old Rangers being substitute teachers.
Oh God,
that's been the rumor.
Oh snap!
That rumor has kind of been,
and then the rumor was squashed by Mesh on Ranger Crew saying that his sources say that that's not the case. But just
his sources, I thought it
just
was
for the thing. Just for the sake of
just taking the show, just for the sake. Let's say,
no, that's somebody else.
Let's say that rumor was a trumor.
It was a trumor.
And that it was set back in Angel Grove, in Angel Grove High. No, and
I don't like it.
Why not?
It beats you over the head too much.
Yeah. And it's
like, I think we've had this conversation before where it's like, if they want to go to Stone Canyon, I would be all for it.
Yes.
But not in Angel Grove. Don't do it.
That would be hot.
It wouldn't. Well, yeah, but then that means all the old Rangers can show up whenever they have to play Angel Grove and Broomball or random or random beach volleyball games or whatever.
Yo, that would be really good. They'll go to Stone Canyon.
The Angel Grove school will be the one that shows up just to get beaten every time.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes.
And then really, like, the Rangers come back and be like, how dare you beat my old peeps? Or the, you know, whatever. Like, oh, that'd be so hot.
Jason walks in with his Letterman jacket.
We're going to be like, why is the school different? Are the school colors the same? Oh, is Cat Song still the school song? We're going to be nitpicking this like crazy. Yeah. We're going to be, where's the youth center?
Yo, look, Cat Song is not going to be still be the same. No, because that crap is.
It should be. No.
they probably waited for her to graduate. As soon as she graduated the Vino Turbo, they're like, hey, we're going to change this.
They'll take all on the limits and the obstacles.
Wow.
But just think, if we're in Angel Grove High, I mean, Tommy can show up and teach them about periods. Why do we need them? You know? And somebody can, Jason can show up for Hobby Week.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, Hobby Week.
Oh, my word. But you know what? Honestly, though, what...
David Yost can explain bees to them.
What? Okay, let's say if it was in Angel Grove, an actual Angel Grove High, lots of high schools, they do get remodeled and rechanged and redone and get new stuff or whatever.
Some schools have no money, though. And
you know Angel Grove have money.
I think if they were to do it that way, I would say something like maybe over the summer aliens attacked and like destroyed the school and then they rebuilt it and it's like a new school, but you know, over the old one. I'd be interested in that, maybe. If they had to go the Angel Grove.
They would have to do that for every episode though. They'd be like, "Well, I'm so happy that Angel Grove has this new science wing, aren't you?" Yes. We're so happy. No, yes. I don't want stop it.
Well, no, I don't either. I'm just saying if they had to do it this way, I'd rather say they built
this place is cool too.
They can go to Angel Grove Park and walk across the Ernie Memorial Bridge. It'll be great.
If it can't be at Stone Canyon, which I think is a great idea, I wouldn't mind it being in Angel Grove. I really wouldn't mind it. You know, it's the 20th anniversary. Yo, bring it back full circle. And granted, the season is not going to be as wonderful or memorable as the first one. Granted, we all know that, whatever, fine. But it would be kind of cool. Like, you know, bring it back. Bring it back home. Angel Grove.
That's what Samurai was supposed to be, though.
No, but they never did anything. They just stayed in the dojo or whatever, or the Shiba house.
We had 2 years of that. We had a reversion to MMPR, and now we're going to have 2 years of this. That is 5 years of MMPR retro that we're supposed to love, and I'm not enjoying
and
it.
And none of it done... You know, well, we haven't seen Megaforce yet.
That the Samurai was never, ever, ever, ever gonna live up to yeah, come back together, get back together. No, anybody, no, you guys knew that. Come on, like.
Okay. I'm have some perspective on this, okay? And I accept one thing. Megaforce is gonna suck. Okay?
Yes.
Let's just accept that because all the same people are in charge. They're still clearly just casting pretty white kids with problems. So yes. With that,
even the black kid is a white kid with problems.
Yeah, he's a light shade.
And a Middle Eastern one. Yeah.
He's light brown.
Light so, people light. With problems. Okay, fine.
Yes.
Okay. So with that backdrop in mind, I tell myself, you know what? This is going to suck. Give me some fan wank at least. At least give me that. Give me some old cast members showing up and interacting with these stupid.
I'm so on board with you.
I thought he was going to go in a totally different direction too. Me too. I really thought you were going to say, you know what? Don't even touch the stuff because I know you're going to suck.
That's kind of
listen, okay? I tried to be optimistic about Samurai and we all know where that got me. Okay? I tried hard. You know what? I tried hard. So here, you know what? Okay, you know what? Have Tommy show up and, you know, teach him some Jeet Kune Do or teach him how to drop kick a tackling dummy or something like that. You know? Why not? Just have him do that.
Paleontology.
Don't want that.
Race car driver?
Yeah, he's going to show up as world-renowned race car driver Jason David Frank.
Exactly.
I'm going to make sure it makes no sense whatsoever. World-renowned. He's going to come in and start tackling people and put them in Kimura locks, and he's going to, like, choking them out. It's going to be great. He's like, I'm Tommy.
Look, you want some? Put this up on YouTube. Blow it up.
Where's Jason? Cage match.
I see where you're coming from. I do. And for me, too, like, you know what? I also think that this is not going to be a great season, so you might as well throw in some old crew to make me... Yeah. But the other part of me is, like, I don't want the old crew to be part of the crap.
Well, that's exactly... That's... Like, I don't want to bring them back just to do... a bad job, basically. Like, I don't want that to be my memory of the awesomeness to be tarnished with something that is not up to par. And I don't want, especially like the substitute teacher thing, I don't want freaking Zach to come in and be like teaching Spanish or something. Or, you know, like just because that's their idea and they're just going to do it over and over again. Because that's kind of what the rumor seemed like it was trying to imply, that it's just going to be a whole bunch of substitute teachers just coincidentally.
He's world-renowned hip-hop keto artist, Zach Taylor. Hip-hop keto, it's the hip way to be. It's going to be great.
Look at my DVD.
Yes!
I wouldn't want them to, like, force something, especially if the writers, producers, whoever, didn't watch, you know, most of it, or watched it 12 years ago or however many years ago and you know, like, only remember bits and pieces or are only going to use like a third of the cool parts and leave out the stuff that actually makes it work.
How about an episode where the new Red Ranger is trying to break the Angel Grove bench press record and then Jason shows up, he's like, son, and then he just pumping iron, just going at it, and it's awesome. And then he teaches him about inner strength and leadership and... Ah, Red Ranger!
No.
I mean... honestly, there's an idea there. See, I would actually be fine with that, honestly. As long as he wasn't also a substitute teacher, which, like, to force the idea. Yeah. If he came through and was like, oh, I'm visiting old friends, you know, I moved away from Angel Grove a while ago, but I'm coming back for, you know, whatever... I have a day or two to talk to the new guys.
I got it. David Yost is the new principal, and they keep finding funny ways for his wig to fly off.
Let's not.
Come on!
I thought they were bringing back Kaplan. I was on board with that.
Co-principals!
Co-principals.
No, it's like you, we were saying
No. What you do is you have Billy be the principal, and then you have Kaplan be like the chancellor or something.
High school.
He's moving on up. Like, you know, he's like, you know, the head of all the high schools in the area. The
district.
Like all two high schools in that area.
The county.
He's coming to do a spot check. And Billy has to say, oh, I got everything in order, sir. Oh.
This is an inspection. It's like, I don't think that's... so. Detention.
But I'm... Detention.
I'm like, I'm the principal now.
Oh. Oh, okay, really? Detention.
Yeah. Billy can distract him with a large sandwich with a hot carrot thingy in it. It'd be great.
Carrot.
Awesome.
Is it radish?
It was a radish. What it was supposed to be. It looked weird.
Spicy radish.
Giant massive radish. You just stick it right in there with the greens hanging off it. Nobody will even notice.
This giant tail.
Yes. Oh my God. It'd be awesome.
So no. What I do have to say is, like, before with the Megaforce, I was like, no, not looking forward to it. Now I'm like, I'm more curious than I was before.
So basically, the only thing all Megaforce needs to be good is a lack of Megaforce. If we just put in the old people, just have them just do random crap, oh my God, it'll be amazing.
I don't want them to do random crap.
No,
I want them to be the heroes that I remember them. That's what we were saying a couple weeks ago. Like, I want them to be... Well, they can be cool and old. They have powers.
Old people, they're not going to... Oh, stop it. Now, what about that other picture that we saw, though?
Oh, in the basement.
In the command center or whatever?
Yes.
With the Ranger keys in the background.
Yes.
Or something.
Well,
some people said it was Ranger keys, so it looked bigger. Those were much larger than the ones that we see in Gokaiju.
Come on, let's be real. They're Ranger keys.
Why do you say that?
Because they look like Ranger keys.
They are little rangers, though.
Because they look exactly
to evoke that look. Because
they look exactly like Ranger keys.
Oh, I definitely think that's where the idea came from. I just don't know if it's the actual Ranger keys.
What do you mean they don't look like the right size? What does that even mean?
Bigger, like, since they're in the background.
They do?
Yeah.
They do? I didn't see that. I saw Ranger keys. I was like, oh, they're Ranger keys. All right, fine.
So maybe they look more like action figures, like actual action figures. Not actual, but, you know, the size wise. Okay.
Oh gosh. So yeah, I mean, and you know, the Megaforce cast is back in LA because they finished filming the 20 episodes, like the first season. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
It was quick.
I mean, they started a while ago.
Well, yeah, they start in the fall, but
remember, even with Samurai, I mean, they still film like their 40 episodes or so, you know, in a year. But then Nickelodeon wants to stretch it out to 2 years. So they're still going to keep their filming schedule. Lengthen it for funsies. Yeah, so now it's just kind of the second season in which, you know, many people have said, including, you know, former crew, cast, whatever, saying that, you know, the second season is they're going to incorporate some old folks coming back, yada yadas. And so for the first season, I really don't care. Second season is where it's going to be at.
I don't know, because like, if they have this base, right, and they have these ranger things on the desk or whatever, like, what are they there for? What would be the question? If the ranger keys, right, okay, what are they there for the first 20 episodes?
They're there to entice you.
They're the emergency cord that you see in, like, trains and stuff. You know, break this glass for emergencies.
In case of emergency.
That's a question that we want the answer to. They make us want to know, hey, something's going to happen with these. Stay tuned.
Not just It's part of the set. it's just there.
It's like Cam sitting there wearing green all the time. You're like, okay, come on, let's get to the Green Ranger. Come on. Come on.
Come on, Kelly.
Come on. Come on. Yes. Come on, gerbil guy.
I was kind of hoping.
You know, it's there because, you know, you'll leave you thinking like, ooh, Ranger keys. I know what those are. I'm waiting to see what happens.
And they know that they're probably what we're excited for. We're excited for Ranger keys. We're excited for Ranger War.
Yeah, and they'll probably, or, you know, knowing them, they'll just say that their crazy base is the Morphing Grid now. There it is. That's it. That's it. Now it's a cave. It's the Morphing Grid.
Sometimes I hate you, Jerry.
Here's Ninjor. Hey, hi, Ninjor.
But
hey.
You know what? You know what? Like, I'm actually glad that we're back to an actual base now instead of a house.
The Sheba house?
Where we live.
I was like, all right, where are we going to go to the base? No, that's the house. That's where they live. That's where they eat.
We're just going home. Yeah.
That's where they are 24/7 if they're not actually fighting a monster.
Yeah, it was really getting monotonous. I'm just so glad we're going back to high school. We're going to have a base. It's just something different. Something different.
Mm-hmm. They might structure it like a real season. It could be amazing.
Don't get your hopes too high. Were there any other Megaforcey things that people were talking about?
I heard the Morpher hit the store this week.
Well, I think someone had to order it.
Oh, is it online?
Yeah.
Whatever it is. It's available.
It is. Yeah, it does exist.
And it's still ugly. So.
It's so horrible.
Sticky face for life.
Oh, like, if I can't even come with any... I can't even speak because it's that bad. Ugly.
Yeah, it's really terrible.
That ugly. There's no part of me that wants to go out and buy that thing.
It's a fun toy. It's a fun toy.
No.
The original is, at least. I don't have the American one, but the original one's fun. Gotcha!
No, morphers and, like, transformation things are usually, like, the thing that I most would want, but this is, like... I mean, even with Gosage, I was just like, "There's no way I'm getting this. I don't want this at all."
The two changers are literally the only things I bought from that season. Actually, I bought the figures because I wanted the actual individual cards for the actual Ranger change cards. Mm-hmm. But other than that, yeah, I didn't buy anything else.
I just bought the Tensoder.
Yeah, just the two morphers was all I needed. I was like, "Yeah, I'm good." These are some ugly Zords. I'm good.
I thought it was unique. I had to have it.
Yeah, I do like unique, okay? For all the people that always b**ch and moan about cell phones, at least they were unique.
I'd rather have a cell phone.
Die.
I'd rather have a cell phone. That thing looks...
Well, then Ghostly Knight is your guy. Or what is it? Robo Knight?
Yeah.
There's more pictures of your favorite of your new favorite series, Kyoryuger.
I can't even say it.
The more I see the pictures, the more ugly they look. Like, they look so bad.
They got some whack foot soldiers.
Oh, I saw that one.
I haven't seen them.
That is cray cray. They look like bad wallpaper.
Not liking what I see for next year.
Yeah. Again, the only thing I'm really digging right now is the weapon. Like, still loving the sword and the gun, but other than that, yeah, I'm done. Ugh. Yeah, even in practice, it's just, nah, it's so busy. So busy. Giant shoulder.
And the shoulder, yeah, man. Like,
the shoulder is easily the worst part. Is the Yeah.
Man, and the helmets are so... ugly. Oh my gosh. There's nothing. I don't know.
The mecha sorta kinda looks okay in practice.
I'm warming up to that.
Yeah. I think I'll be okay with that in the long run. I guess I think it would look so much better if the yellow was like gold or something or silver. But other than that, yeah. It's just
they still don't look like they're real to me. Like I keep expecting them to be like, just it's kidding. Like here's the real suits.
Soldiers, yeah.
This, yeah. Mm.
Wow. It just
looks so weird to me with no Yellow Ranger. That all still throws me off.
It's fine. Just don't cover everything else in yellow. Like, it's just drowning in yellow, and I just, ugh, that's gross.
Giant strappy chest is just weird.
Yeah.
So yeah, they took that chest thing off. I mean, they'd have a decent basis for a ranger. Not anything spectacular, but it would be a start.
And if they had the scaly spandex like they have on the arms for the whole thing, ooh. I think that would be nice.
That would be interesting.
Might be, yeah.
You know what I think? Just scrap everything and start over.
Start over completely.
That's probably the best. God, and I just now I just get the feeling that this series is just going to be some amazing success, just because it's all super kiddified in designs and you know dinosaur-tastic.
Do you want to tune in to see this horrible monstrosity? It's like a train wreck or a car crash. You have to follow. You have to stop.
And well, I know what I'm not looking forward to in 2013. Anywho.
Everything?
But yeah. No, what are you guys looking forward to, though?
And nothing.
I mean, in terms of, like, toys or news or, you know, in the Rangerdom.
NPS Life 3. I have high hopes. Fingers are crossed.
I have a morbid curiosity about some of this stuff, but it's not, ooh, I think this is going to be good anticipation. It's, I wonder what they're going to do with it. Is it going to suck, or is somehow, despite ugly designs, Kyoryuger going to be an amazing season? You know? It's. I mean, it's not impossible.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the design alone can kill it. So I'm curious to see how they use all of this horrible-looking stuff. because the story could be amazing. It's just not going to look all that great. And I mean, honestly, I'm not as negative about Megaforce. I mean, yes, like, I'm not expecting some miraculously amazing thing, but I saw that picture of them in the hallway or whatever, and I thought, well, you know what? At least this is a nicely composed image.
And I know, right?
Yes.
It's funny that that becomes, like, the thing that, like, impresses you.
But... I know! I was like, wow, this is actually, like, a thing.
And the Pink Ridge doesn't look terrified. It's the first picture I've seen of her where she's terrified.
I don't agree with that, actually.
Really? You think she looks terrified?
You think she still looks?
She still looks uncomfortable.
I don't know. I think that's just
like,
her
is this
look.
How I stand?
Yeah, that's because she's
you
got,
know what? She looks like
jeans
with me now.
Crotch.
You know what? She's like, I'm going to stop here, but I'm medicated.
These shorts are cutting off my circulation.
I would be uncomfortable, too, if I had pants on that were jamming my genitals up into my guts.
Okay.
You know? Be fair to her in that respect.
I'm not being fair to her. I mean, if she's going to come to the live event and look like she's scared of us, screw her.
I mean,
she's got a lot to live up to.
Tristan is pretty scary, to be fair.
Wow.
She probably was looking at him and thinking, oh my god, that guy's going to attack me. He's going to try to ravage me.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't know.
You mean she was that London stewardess or whatever from...
Yes.
London Stewart wanted someone.
That was
she
that was an
scared.
Interesting. That
cast
was an
her
adventure.
For Ranger.
Yeah.
With her amazing accent.
Oh my word! You know what? For 2013, like I really again I wasn't at all looking forward to or curious or whatever about Megaforce, but now it's been peaked a little bit. But before then, yo, look, all I want is my morpher. My Mighty Morphin morpher, okay?
Big fancy metal morpher?
For 2013, that's what I want. That's what I'm looking forward to. take my money. That's all I'm saying.
Do you want your new dragon?
Do you have an ETA on that?
You know, I don't know. I don't know, but the ETA needs...
Are you expecting to give you a free one?
I'm not saying that, but as the first lady of the Power Force.
Oh, and only.
Oh.
Right.
Excuse me, Michelle.
That's right. As the Michelle Obama of the Power Force. You know, if I just happen to see a Morpher, a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger Morpher in my mailbox, I ain't mad. I'll review it. Look, hey, honestly, Bandai, you need to send me some toys. I can review this stuff. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Get out there. Do the damn thing. You know, Power Force. Hook it up. All right. But yeah, no, honestly, that's like, I'm trying to think of the stuff. I mean, yes, and their, what you call it? What's his name? Oh my gosh. Brian Ward. He was on the board not too long ago saying that he's got another property that he's going to be working on and that he doesn't want to really necessarily give it over to anybody else. So he wants to start the research for the second box set now so that, you know, he'll have time to do both properties. So I'm also looking forward to that.
Well, yeah, whatever that turns out to be. I mean, because there was a thought put forth that maybe it won't be the entire rest of the DVDs for Power Rangers. It would be possibly like just one season or a couple seasons.
Oh, that? Nah, man. Because, I mean, I don't think it's going to be, what was it? So After Lost Galaxy is Lightspeed?
Lightspeed.
Like, I don't think it's going to be Lightspeed all the way to RPM. I doubt it. I think it'd be like Lightspeed to like Dino Thunder or something. You know what I mean? I don't think they're going to do two seasons. Nah, I'm looking forward to that. My Morpher in the mail, Power Force people, what's up? And Mega Force, you got me a little interested now. You did. Hate you, but it got me a little. 2013. It's gonna be cray.
It's gonna be a year.
And there was no promo. There was no promo, no nothing. So Samurai ended, and it was like bloop. Said.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. They used to do that.
They haven't done it in a while. It's not a new thing for them not to do it. It's been a while since they did one.
I want a promo, even if it's just like Japanese footage. I want a promo and I want it to be well edited because the stuff that we got before, I don't know who did that or if they were in a hurry, but I just kind of felt like it looked like a fan thing, like, you know, and someone who wasn't necessarily among the best at it. And I was just sort of like, but why don't you like, why would you make a good version of this? Like, something that's fast-paced and energetic and exciting and fun.
So basically, you want them to hire you to edit their promos. Just say it.
No.
Come that's on, what it sounds like.
But no. No. No, but just do it. Like, because everybody was losing their minds, right? Back in, you know, when they showed the original thing from that they played at Morphicon, right? And all I could think was, this is really... Like, as an edited thing, this is not good. Like, it looks bad. Like, it didn't look good to me. It didn't look polished at all. It looks really slow for no reason. And all the little cards that were like, new Megazords, new weapons.
New
I just thought, That I didn't even need to see that. I didn't really need to.
But you know what? And even if they showed that as the promo for the next season, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why didn't they show something? You know, so I thought that was, I mean, especially with the 20th anniversary thing, yo, pump that out now, like pimp that. So,
yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, 2013, it's going to be a year that I don't think we're ever going to forget. Don't think so.
It's going to be a year.
Yeah.
It's going to be a year, period.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll get there.
It'll be it's interesting to look forward to, but it is not for traditional reasons.
I just want to see, like, I. Well, okay, again, like, I'm not as negative as some of y'all, but I just want to see
Why you
if
look at me?
They learn from this. I just want to see if they actually learn from their mistakes, or if they saw them as mistakes in the first place, and see how they apply that to this new season. And, I mean, the fact that it's
you mean
high
like
school...
a Doug and Anne type of thing?
That would be beautiful. Beautiful. And even, like they're going back to high school, like, you know, like, so from Ninja Storm to Dino Thunder, you know, there was obvious improvement based seemingly on a lot of the criticisms that the fans had, and we got a very good season out of it, you know? So I hope they at least try to, you know, listen to people's opinions and not just do Mighty Morphin, because Samurai... Yeah, Samurai tried to do some of that, and clearly that wasn't really working. So, yeah.
Prayer circle, y'all. Prayer circle. Science.
Join hands.
Form it now. Was there anything else?
That's a lot as is.
Yeah, we covered all the main points, the spots. Jeremy tried to derail us like 5 million times. Fine. Sorry.
What? I was injecting intrigue.
No. You mean chaos.
Intrigue.
It's like, hey, remember this time when something has nothing
remember
to do with Samurai?
I have no idea.
Okay, no, that was
someone needs to add life to this party, and that's what I'm here. I'm the party starter. I got a buffet to hit, so I better sleep.
Yeah. Have a Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Come on, you boy.
Happy Wintermas.
Like, really? Thanks, are you getting a gift on Christmas?
Okay. I don't need your help.
Who are we not offending in this group? That's what I want to know.
Okay.
I know. I said it joking.
Oh, I don't want any happy holidays from you, Raymond.
Raymond.
You chop me down a tree.
Yeah, oh, Jew boy.
Come on, Jew boy.
Oh, what about my Kwanzaa?
Hello?
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 Yo, like, that's like the best Christmas special.
It really is.
It goes by so fast. Every time I watch it, it feels like it's 5 minutes long. Except for that part where the girl sings. That goes
on. Oh, well,
off.
Yeah, that's forever. Yeah. I'm like,
little punk.
Making people feel nice again. Wait.
We get it, Adam. I'm an immigrant.
Love it.
The
writer.
How do you know all these places and all these different holidays? What's going on? Burp, burp, burp.
Shoot, I don't even have a holiday. Asians don't have holidays right now. Shoot.
We don't have holidays. We're too busy being awesome. Mm. Okay.
And working in sweatshops.
Sorry, Adam.
Right? Holiday, we don't celebrate nothing. We just make, like, really cheap shoes.
Seriously.
And
like, Tommy was there to cover, you know, like, Christmas, so Catherine has to just tell us stuff like, it's summertime down in Australia. Shut up. No one
so
cares.
This is what we cook. Because it's
true.
Summer.
That's shut
different.
Up, Catherine. You're just doing that because they've already covered white boy. And you got Aww. Nothing else to say.
First of all, isn't he supposed to be a Native American? Like, why?
Right.
When they feel like it.
Like the solstice of the ancestors or something.
Yeah. You were supposed to be on a spirit quest or something. Huh?
This is Rocky, too. And he's like, hey, here's my pinata.
Like, isn't he supposed to, like, bring out some arrowhead or whatever? Like, here's an arrowhead holiday. Like, I don't know. Like, come on.
Yes, he has to do the rain dance or something.
Yeah.
This is getting more and more racist.
Follow the spirit of the wild to baby Jesus.
Oh, man. I think I'm gonna watch that holiday episode again.
Uh-huh.
That's how you make a holiday episode.
Mm-hmm. Hello. Hello, hello,
hello,
hello.
And then they would try to be all polite, Mr. Tommy. Like, what? No, it's supposed to be mean.
Wasn't that sarcastic, Mr. Tommy?
Mr. Tommy. Like, that's really not the best insult. You got to come up with something better, Tanya, than Mr. Tommy.
No. It's like the presents are gone. Like, duh, we could see that. Duh.
Duh. I mean, we've already hit the height of don't vote for dummy. You got to bring it strong.
Talk to the hand.
I miss Mean Kimberly. She was the best.